you ever make any of those? No. Know how they were made?
Oh, yeah, I make donuts pretty easy.
How'd you do that?
And I don't know the exact recipe right off hand, but most of your donuts here, like maybe the yeast either, they're made out of eggs and flour and flavoring and made up kind of like a tea cake.
They were a tea cake, yeah.
Tea cake with just flour and eggs and flavoring and shortening. And they were really about flat and baked in the oven. It was kind of a homemade cracker.
Mm-hmm. Now how's a cracker different from a biscuit?
I guess a cracker is just a little flatter and maybe don't have quite the rise to it that a biscuit's got.
If you were making donuts, what if you had a donut that didn't have the hole in it or something, the same kind of, made out of the same kind of donut stuff?
That'd be practically a cookie. Because if it didn't have a hole in it, it wouldn't be the same
donut. With different shapes and all?
It'd just be a cookie.
Sometimes.
And donuts are fried and cookies are baked.
Mm-hmm. What if you were going to fry something out of donut though, but you twisted it into different shapes and all? You know any names for things like that?
Scraps off the donuts. When you got them all cut out, you took them and just fried them in little pieces. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you make up the batter and you fry three or four of these things at a time, you eat them with syrup and butter. What would you call that?
The hot cakes.
Mm-hmm. You know of any other names for things like that?
Well, some people call them waffles. Waffles are usually done on a waffle iron. Uh-huh. And the hot cakes are
trickling.
What if you made them out of wheat? What if they were made with wheat flour?
Well, most of them are made with wheat flour. Some call them pancakes. Hot cake.
Ever hear the term flapjack?
Yeah.
Is that used down here?
Well, some, but not too much.
What about fritters?
Well, a fritter would be made with corn.
Uh-huh.
A fritter is about the same thing, made with probably a little bit of flour and mostly corn. It's just regular kernel corn.
What if somebody put some fruit in it?
Or a potato, even a potato fritter.
Uh-huh. What if you had made these hot cakes with fruit in them? Would they have a special name then?
Well, you just call them what kind of fruit you got in.
So let's say...
I mean, if they had blueberry pancakes.
Uh-huh.
That strawberry would be strawberry pancakes.
But you wouldn't call them blueberry hot cakes?
No, you call them pancakes.
Uh-huh. What? Main difference being that.
But the only difference would be the fruit in there.
Uh-huh.
Just be the whatever type of fruit they had.
Did you ever hear of apple fritters? Things like that?
Not especially. More like apple pie. Mm-hmm. But that'd be more or less just the crust with the apples in it. Not as fritters.
Yeah. Some of the things that. All these things involve eggs and things like that. What do you call the inside part of an egg?
That'd be the yolk.
Uh-huh.
The yellow part. The yolk, and the white.
Uh-huh. And the outside part of it?
Shell.
Uh-huh. What color would you say that yolk was?
Yolk would be yellow.
Uh-huh. And let's say if you ask you about some different kinds of ways of cooking eggs, preparing eggs. Let's say if you drop them in hot water, you cook them, how would that be?
Yeah, boil them.
Uh-huh.
You mean if you open them up?
Well, tell me about that too.
Yeah, if you open them up and cook them in water, they'd be poached.
Uh-huh.